Continuing, an enormous amount can be done to a child in the first 2 years. He or she can be molded, dominated, taught good habits, scolded, and punished without any repercussions for the person raising the child and without the child taking revenge. The child will overcome the serious consequences of the injustice he has suffered only if he succeeds in defending himself, i.e., if he is allowed to express his pain and anger, if he is prevented from reacting in his own way because the parents cannot tolerate his reactions, crying, sadness, rage, and forbid them by means of looks or other pedagogical methods, then the child will learn to be silent. This silence is a sign of the effectiveness of the pedagogical principles applied, but at the same time, it is a danger signal pointing to future pathological development. If there is absolutely no possibility of reacting appropriately to hurt, humiliation, and coercion, then these experiences cannot be integrated into the personality. The feelings they evoke are repressed, and the need to articulate them remains unsatisfied, without any hope of being fulfilled. It is this lack of hope of ever being able to express repressed traumata by means of relevant feelings that most often causes severe psychological problems. We already know that neuroses are a result of repression, not of events themselves. I shall try to demonstrate that neuroses are not the only tragic consequences of repression. Because this process does not begin in adulthood, but in the very first days of life, as a result of the efforts... I'm sorry, folks. Getting that hit again. As a result of the efforts of often well-meaning parents, in later life, the individual cannot get to the roots of this repression without help. It is as though someone has had stamped on his back a mark that he will never be able to see without a mirror. One of the functions of psychotherapy is to provide the mirror. And my comment, I would encourage us all to hear her words about healing creatively and with a broad sense, that of recovering lost bits as we acquire new information, which can happen both individually and in a process and in a mutual process of sharing. Quote from Hamlet, "Be not too tame neither, but let your own discretion be your tutor. Suit the action to the word to the action, with this special observance, that you o'erstep not the modesty of nature. For anything so overdone is from alien to the purpose of playing." I should have mentioned that he's describing theater, but, and we'll talk more about this notion of using the arts as a process of our healing together in our safe spaces. "Be not too tame neither, but let your own discretion be your tutor. Suit the action to the word to the action, with this special observance, that you o'erstep not the modesty of nature. For anything so overdone is from, alien to, the purpose of playing, whose end, both at the first and now, was and is, to hold as 'twere the mirror up to nature, to show virtue her own feature, scorn her own image, and the very age and body of the time his form and pressure stamp." What is the, and that's unquote from Hamlet, what is the action? I believe it's love. Establishing an authentic love connection, i.e., we help each other do this.